You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Giants 20-29 on the money line here with William Hill. The Redskins are 5-4. The spread is currently set at 3. At minus 3, the Giants, even money. The Redskins plus 3 with extra juice at 5-6. And the total points has been set at 47 here. The under is 10-11 and the over in the market at 10-11. I think we've talked about the Redskins in passing on previous podcasts, Gil. It seems like we've not analysed one of their games in a while, though. And for people that haven't listened to the podcast or don't know, you are in Washington, D.C. now and you're a Redskins fan, Gil. And the Skins 4-6 in the NFC East now. The Giants 5-5 at the top of the division. They're in the hunt, the Redskins, Gil.
They're in the hunt. There's so much to talk about the Redskins. Yes, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and you can take the boy out of D.C. I no longer live there, but you can't take D.C. out of the boy, so I'm here visiting my parents. I love the Redskins still to this day, but they're a shameful bunch, Dave, a shameful bunch. Even with them not playing, they're all over the news. One, I talked about Thanksgiving at the beginning of this podcast. Well, the Redskins yesterday, while not even playing, sent out a happy Thanksgiving message to all their followers on Twitter. But their name itself is deemed by many as a slur to Native Americans. So for them to say happy Thanksgiving was a social media nightmare for them yesterday. They cannot get out of their own way, even when they're not playing football. So that's the first thing. They have that going on. Second thing, though, is they and the Giants both did very well yesterday just in park by having the Cowboys lose and the Eagles lose, both badly. So at 5-5 and 4-6 respectively, the Giants and Redskins are playing what in essence is a de facto game for the NFC East lead, which is just remarkable. And so this is big. And you have a situation with the Redskins where it's a schizophrenic team this year. They're 4-6. When Kirk Cousins throws an interception, one or more, they've lost all six games. When he has not thrown a pick, they've won four games. It's been that simple. So that's the barometer by which the Redskins go. One last thing about Cousins. In baseball, I talk a lot about home-road splits. Cousins is a home-road split guy. At home, and this is a home game for the Redskins, 9 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, 122.6 passer rating in a 4-game home win streak. It's when he goes on the road that he has a problem. 5 touchdowns, 8 picks with a 69.8 rating in 5 road games. So what Cousins will we see? I guess that's the question.
We've talked disparagingly about Kirk Cousins on this podcast on numerous occasions as well, Gil, whenever we've mentioned the Washington Redskins. But you mentioned their home form there. This game is at FedEx Field, and you mentioned that home-to-away split. And he's got 9 touchdown passes, no interceptions, that passer rating of 122.6 at home. At least the Washington Redskins have had something, or their fans have had something to cheer this season, Gil. And we have talked negatively about Cousins, but at least he's got it done at FedEx Field so far this season.
Yeah, for all those reasons that I was just mentioning, he has really been getting it done at home. Again, very solid. I mean, if you just take those 9 touchdowns and no picks with the 122.6 passer rating at home during the last 4 home games anyway, that's solid by any standard. I mean, that's elite level status. The thing with Cousins is he's a young quarterback, and really he's only played one full NFL season when you look at his NFL career and how many starts he's had. So, you know, he's allowed growing pains, and he was turning the ball over and has been at an epic rate, at really a historical rate. So as long as he cuts that down, they'll be fine. I think on the other side of the ball, though, and by the way, there's no way to really anticipate if he'll throw picks or not. I think the Giants, you know, may very well get one. They may very well not. I think the other side of the ball is where this game is ultimately handicapped, though, because you can't determine that about Cousins. I think what you can determine is that Eli Manning and his receivers, specifically Odell Beckham Jr. and that Giants offense, will be able to move the ball against the Redskins. I think the Redskins' run defense is really, really poor. It has been all season long. And now they've lost Chris Culliver. And they lost Chris Culliver in a Thanksgiving Day practice. Didn't even know these teams practiced Thanksgiving morning. But Culliver tore both his ACL and MCL. He has been a really solid corner for the Redskins this year. And with him out of the game now, and injuries are a part of the game, I just think they don't stop Eli Manning. or they won't stop him enough so that Cousins, even if he doesn't turn the ball over, will be able to keep pace. So it's not one of my top five picks this week, but given a choice here, I would lean Giants even giving the three.
And this hasn't been a good matchup in recent history either for the Washington Redskins, Gil. Don't hurt me here, but they have dropped five straight to New York, which is is disappointing, I suppose, with this being such a bitter rivalry.
Yes, well, thanks for noticing, Dave, first of all. Appreciate that. You know, by the way, we should make a brief aside, because I don't know how much historical the one-on-one, you know, the head-to-head matchup will matter here, but I should make a note that since these Wembley games, the international series is such a big deal, it has been announced this week. The Redskins, again, besides their social media faux pas, in the news because they will be playing not only one game in London next year at Wembley, but perhaps a second game next year at in London, but not at Wembley, at the alternative stadium,
which name
I can't remember. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's possible that the Redskins could play the first ever back-to-back games at in the UK. So you have that to look forward to as well. As far as, and I say that sarcastically because I don't know how much better this team is going to be next year, but as far as this game is concerned, yes. I don't know that it affects that historical head-to-head matchup with the Giants will affect the guys who play for the Skins now, because it's largely a different roster. About half the guys are still there and half the guys are gone from those previous losses. But I just think that this is a game that could very well, it's an opportunity for the Redskins to stand, however temporarily, atop the NFC East. I don't think they are a team as currently comprised that will be able to take advantage of it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.